B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And you know, there's a reason to watch a little G League action as well. The Blue Coats, they're in the semifinals, and it's when to go home. This is it. And they play the Raptors tonight, Junis. The Raptors G League squad. And last night, the Blue Coats win thanks to our man. And you'll see more of him in South Philly. Isaiah Joe, 28 last night, filling it up. I Joe, what's happening, baby?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Anthony?
Good to see you. Good to talk to you, man. My man, Deadeye. You can shoot it, man. You can get that beautiful, beautiful stroke. Boom. Pure.
Hey, that's what I do. That's what I do.
I love it. Tell me about last night, man. Just one of those nights. You know, just feeling good. Go play some ball. Get a good run in.
Oh, man, it felt great. It's been feeling great to get some runs in over these last few games here in the G League. And to get our first playoff win is real big. You know, we're just preparing and getting ready for Toronto tonight. They're a tough team. And so, you know, we just got to come out with that same fire.
How's it been? How's it been for you? I mean, the whole transition coming into the league and Doc, and you're on this team that is really, really good. What's this whole journey been like for you?
Oh, man, it's been amazing. You know, just being able to learn from the guys on the team. You have a lot of veterans. So just being able to watch and learn from them. We got a great coaching staff. The whole atmosphere, the culture is amazing. And, you know, being sent to the G League, I think, is another wonderful opportunity for me to get some runs in, to work on my game. And, you know, they put me in close to playoff time, and now we're here. It's time to roll. We got two more games to grab.
I got to tell you, I love your attitude. Dude, seriously, your attitude is so perfect. Like, that's what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to say that, but you mean it. You go down there, and you go, listen, I know I'm going to be playing for the Sixers, but right now it's a great opportunity. We got a couple games. Let me get some run in. Let me show these other boys what I could do, and let me have some fun and get some run. And I love that mentality, Isaiah.
Yes, sir, you got to have that mentality. You know, I think that's thanks to my parents for putting a great head over my shoulders, you know.
That's cool, man. That's awesome. Isaiah Joe with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. You know that jump shot. It's sweet, that jump shot. So I want to play a little game with you. Give me something that you have taken away from a certain player. So I'm going to give you the player, and you tell me. And it could be fun. It could be anything. The first thing that comes to your mind of what you've taken away and your reaction, all right?
Okay, so you're giving me the player?
I'll give you the player, and then you tell me what you've taken away from him, okay? I'll start with the Embiid.
Oh, man, just dominance, pure dominance. He's a great player, he's a great person, and I think he's just one of those guys that you can feed off of during the game. He brings energy. He's going to play his hardest at all times, and he's one of those guys who's going to make sure that you're headed down the right track. And, you know, he's just one of those players who's just grateful to be around. He's a great leader as well.
You know, it's funny. Dudes that size aren't supposed to have that touch. They're just not. Like, that's not supposed to happen. You know, it's amazing.
That's why he is who he is.
All right, how about Ben?
Ben, leadership, loves to push the tempo. I think his transition offense is amazing, and his point guard skills at that size and to be able to move like that, it's incredible. He's a freak of nature and another great teammate, great person.
Has he, because he has incredible vision, has there been a moment when he caught you by surprise with a pass in practice?
I think early on he would catch, you know, there would be a few times where he'd catch you off guard just because he does have, you know, 360 vision. So He could whip a pass across the court real fast. But I mean, I love playing with him.
Well, you're perfect form.
Ready at all times.
Dude, you're perfect form because you're going to knock down that shot.
Yeah, I went in with the right mindset, you know, because I knew it'd be times where he would just whip a pass even when you're not ready. So my job is to just be ready at all times.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, you ready? Tobias.
Man, I think Tobias, he's really, his leadership is on another level. You know, he's a great leader and a great player. I think a lot of people undermine his playing ability. He's, you know, he holds the team together. He's like the glue guy that we need. He's just a great dude off the court. He's one of those guys who's going to get the team together to get you some food or whatnot. And he's just essential to this team.
Yeah, he's a glue guy in every way. He's good people, man. Yeah, like you need, if you're going to win, you need guys like Tobias to keep you glued. I'm so with you. How about Danny Green?
Danny Green, that's my guy. He's hilarious. He's been in every situation possible when it comes to basketball, whether that's, you know, G League, overseas. He got 3 rings, so he knows what it takes to win, and he's willing to drop down any knowledge he can to, you know, ensure that we have success.
That's awesome.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're talking to Isaiah Joe on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Seth Curry, Isaiah.
Seth, lethal shooter. He's a very skilled player, and I think he's essential to this team as well, just because he can get hot at any moment. He's a spark to this team, and his IQ is on a whole nother level. So I really do think, you know, Seth is a key asset to this team that we need, and, you know, just like any other guy, he's a great person, and he, you know, tries to be the best leader he can be.
I'll give you old head Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Dwight. I think he's the energy. He's the energy to this team.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever see him on the bench, but he's always live.
Yeah.
And so he's definitely the energy we need, and, you know, he's coming off of a win at LA, so he also knows what it takes to, you know, go far and complete the mission. So another guy that we need on this team, you know, to keep us alive, especially, like, he makes up for all the fans that aren't there.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, how about that? We got fans back there. That's gonna be great. I know, right? Because hey, listen, you know from college, you understand the whole thing. You know, not having fans is tough. Just a quiet gym. It's weird.
It's different.
Right?
It's different. It's different. Something to get used to.
All right. I got 2 couple more. Let me go Tyrese, your contemporary.
Yeah, man. Tyrese, that's my boy. That's my boy. We've done a lot of things together, and, you know, we're rolling through this journey. As one. So
that's cool.
He's definitely another guy, you know, that's essential to this team, as you've seen earlier in the season, what he can do. And I think coming into the second half, he's going to be need to be utilized a lot more, but just based off his, you know, his skill, his IQ, his defensive tenacity, and he's just willing to do whatever it takes to win. So that's definitely every guy that you need on your squad. Just do whatever it takes to get the dub.
All right, Doc Rivers.
Doc, yeah, that's my guy. He's a cool coach, man. He's different than any coach that I've ever had, just because he really relies on the players a lot. He really trusts you to go out there and, you know, play your game. He trusted we're just gonna give maximum effort every time. And like I said, when he came here, he brought a culture with him, and that's just to, you know, do whatever it takes to win, whether that's on or off the court, just having high energy at all times and being positive. So he definitely, you know, I feel like we're going to go real far under his wings, and Doc, hoping we have him for a while.
That's awesome. That's awesome. By the way, Isaiah Joe scored 28 last night with 7 threes. The Blue Coats got the Raptors G League tee tonight in the semifinal. And after you win, you'll have the final tomorrow. And then you'll be back with the squad. Awesome stuff. Isaiah, man, I love you, dude. Just keep that shot ready, man. You know what I'm saying?
Always. Always and forever. That's my job.
That's awesome. Bro, listen, good luck tonight. All right, and you're going to win tonight and keep shooting. You know, listen, I always love talking to you, buddy. You're the best.
Yeah, I love talking to you too, Anthony.
Thanks, pal. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thanks for having me on.
All the time. You know that, buddy. We root for you, buddy. We're going to see you soon, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, I. Joe. Go get him.
All right, you have a good one.
You too, brother. Isaiah Joe on the Comcast. I love that kid. Let me tell you one thing, right? They got that team. Those two, Isaiah Joe and Tyrese Maxey, are two of the greatest kids you ever want to meet. Great attitude.
Yeah, he didn't look at getting sent down to the G League as like a demotion or anything.
I mean, really. Listen, how many guys would be rolling their, I don't want to do that. Kick out 7 threes last night.
Yeah, and also,
man,
he knows that this is his chance to show up a little bit because he's not playing much during the NBA games. I know he's had a few runs here and there. Especially early on when Korkmaz wasn't ready to play. But, hey, it's your chance to show up a little bit.
Exactly.
Doc goes, wow, this guy hit 7 threes.
Yeah, I love the mindset of, like, I love their, sometimes, living through their prism, like, what they see, you know? And it's really interesting. And he's a real bright kid, and you can see he's like, you know, you can have a great conversation with him. I always love talking to that kid.
Yeah, it's deeper than just, you know, oh, that guy's talented. Like, he's saying how Dwight Howard is the energy of the team.
Yeah,
and how he's made up for not having the fans. And Tobias Harris, the glue guy. You know, it's not just, Joel Embiid's really good at playing basketball. No, it gives you a lot more, too. That was great.
No, he's fun. He's like, and he can, and my man can shoot it. He can shoot it. I bet they ask you about Korkmaz. I want to see who would hit more, right? Eyes closed. Pick a spot. Because you can see, like, the one thing about Korkmaz, he can shoot it when there's nobody around.
When there's nobody around, yeah.
And I Joe's lethal. It's fun.
One of these days, I think Isaiah Joe will have Korkmaz's minutes.
Yeah, I do too.
One of these days.
I do too. I do too. But I'll tell you, I love the kid. I do. I miss. I can't wait till I can't wait till Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait either.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.